Welcome to Engineer Your Success. I am Dr. James Bryant, your host for the show. This podcast provides tools, tips, and techniques to help you achieve success both in business and in life. And it is my pleasure to guide you on your journey to designing and living a life where you are winning at work and at home. And I hope that you are having a great week. As we enter into this week, this is Thanksgiving week, I want to express my gratitude for you, our incredible community. Your commitment to growth, both personally and professionally, continues to inspire me. So this week, as we pause, reflect, and give thanks, I'm reminded of one of the most fundamental skills in building strong relationships, and that is effective communication. And one key to effective communication is being an effective listener. But before we get too far into today's topic, I want to talk a little bit about 2025. So looking ahead to next year, and I mentioned this last week, we're evolving the podcast to better serve our community. We'll be featuring more guests, not just engineering leaders, but also business owners, coaches, and other professionals who have valuable insights into winning at work and at home. I'm also planning to take some time off to recharge with the family and just really looking forward to coming back in 2025. But in the meantime, what we're planning on doing is playing some of our most impactful episodes. And we're going to start today with a repackage of what originally aired episode 110 was How to Become a More Effective Listener. But the new title that I'm sharing today is 8 Active Listening Techniques That Will Make You a Better Leader, Both at Work and at Home. So here are the 8 techniques that you're going to hear in the conversation that follows. 1, removing distractions. 2, keeping an open mind. 3, using curiosity. 4, painting a mental picture using their words, the words that the person is using when they're communicating to you. 5, using probing questions effectively. 6, not imposing your solution. They want to talk. They want to communicate. You want to listen, not impose solutions. 7 is asking permission before you share your thoughts. Let me know if you would like to hear my thoughts, that kind of question. And 8 is showing that you are engaged and listening throughout that conversation. So as you listen to today's episode, think about the upcoming holiday conversations with family and friends. These gatherings are going to provide a perfect opportunity to practice these techniques. Not only will they help you build stronger personal relationships during the holidays, but they'll also strengthen your leadership skills when you return to work. Okay, let's listen in. As an engineering leader, you know firsthand that achieving work-life balance can be hard. Many business owners struggle with the balance between their personal lives and their work. This leads to stress and a feeling of regret. But that's not the case for the listeners of the Engineer Your Success podcast with Dr. James Bryant. This podcast provides tools, tips, and techniques to help you achieve success both in business and in life. Tune in. Let's engineer your success today. Effective listening is a really crucial part of being an effective communicator. It's difficult to communicate your ideals, your thoughts, if you have no idea what that other person is feeling or listening, or you don't have the ability to actually use that insight to effectively communicate. I believe that you can do both. You can have a successful career, a successful business, and an absolutely exceptional life. You don't have to choose. You can do both. So here's a question. Are you a good listener? When you ask most people this, if you're a good listener, they're going to say, of course, absolutely, of course I am. Or they may say, I'm not sure, but most people think that they're a pretty good listener. But in reality, there are very few of us that are actually good at listening. So during our time together today, we're going to address what makes a good listener and how you can form the habits that can help you better connect with the people that you are talking to. The odds are not in your favor. There was a study of over 8,000 employees from various job backgrounds and found that almost all of the participants, guess what? All of them believe that they communicated as effectively or more effectively than their coworkers. But you know what? That just does not add up. Everybody can't be above average. And so in reality, the average person listens at only about a 25% efficiency. That's it, 25%. So that's 75% of the time, we're not being really good, impactful, effective. Most people agree that listening is a very important skill, and the majority don't feel that they need to improve it. It's one thing to say that you need to become a better listener. It's another thing to actually start working on it to improve. So why does effective listening matter? There are studies upon studies about the interaction between employees and managers and how if effective listening is not there, then you don't have effective communication. And if you can't have effective communication, there are error rates. If there's not effective communication, that begins to have a negative impact on the morale of your organization or your team. So being able to effectively listen really is one of those things that you need to be able to improve your efficiency as an organization, to be able to invest into each other, investing that time in letting people know that they matter, really letting them know they matter. Leadership and listening. So as a leader, working with your listening skills will help you foster the bonds of trust between yourself and those that you're responsible for. Being a good listener will also help you demonstrate concern for the well-being of the people that are on your team. And that well-being really helps to cement the emotional tie to the organization. It helps to cement loyalty. And that emotional tie and looking after their well-being also helps them be more committed to the work that they have to do. They know that you look at them as more than just a number, that more than just a contributor, but you value them as an individual, then people tend to give a little bit extra and go the extra mile in that situation for leaders and for organizations. One of the other things that effective listening tends to do is to reduce conflict, right? It reduces interpersonal conflict because it's more likely that a dispute can be resolved coming to a win situation. If the only thing that you're doing is listening so that you can respond, then you're really not listening and you're not taking that in and you're looking for conflict. I like to say, and some of you that have heard me talk before may have heard me say this, that everything that I needed to learn about communication in business and in life, I learned the first 3 years of marriage because my wife and I communicated differently. And I had to learn how to become an effective listener to really understand where she was, what she was talking about, what she was going through, and then her impression of how I communicated to her so that I could actually effectively communicate and we can continue to build the life that we have. What I found in effective listening, it not only impacted my personal relationship, but I think it also prepared me to continue to excel in my career. And it's that same skill helps me to excel as a coach. It helps me to excel as a friend. Being able to effectively listen and communicate are some of the bedrock tools that you need if you want to grow your business, if you want to grow your team, and if you want to have fuller relationships. But like, James, can you please just tell us what your definition of effective listening is? My definition in general is that effective listening is actively absorbing information while showing the speaker what, you know, that you're listening and engaged, then providing feedback that shows them that they're heard. Effective listening is truly understanding what the speaker is telling me. Listening to understand and internalize. And not jumping to conclusions. You're not trying to rush the judgment. You're not trying to solve the problem, which is a situation that I could definitely talk about from within a marriage relationship and even some job relationships, because the process of talking some of these things through is actually where the problems are actually solved. Now, this is absolutely true. You have to put your phone down and any other distractions that you have. Imagine that you're trying to have a conversation with someone and they're holding their phone and they're distracted, or they're looking out the window, or they're looking at some type of a television, something on TV, or the football game when it's football season. Those kinds of distractions, they don't make a person feel heard, right? We talked about the importance of the person that's communicating to you being able to feel heard. And if you are doing that, basically what you're saying is that these things that I have, this phone, what I'm looking at, is much more important than you. And that is not how you want things to go. When you go out to a restaurant, you can tell the new couples versus the couples that have been together for quite some time. The couples that have been together for quite some time, they're holding their phones. They're looking at each other, but they're distracted. They're looking or thinking about work, maybe thinking about the kids or something else going on with the family, looking down at their phones. The newer couples, phones are down. They're looking into each other's eyes and they're being present in that conversation. So if you want to work on being an effective listener, just make sure that you're continuing to be attentive to the person that you are communicating with. I think this is one of the most important things that you can do to be an effective listener is keep an open mind, really keep an open mind and approach the conversation with curiosity. So effective listening, it really means that you're listening without judging and you're not necessarily mentally criticizing the things that this person tells you. So you're not judging, you're not criticizing. You're really trying to let those words flow and listen to them. And also remember, you are not listening to respond. There are a lot of us, me included, particularly early on in marriage, where I thought the role of listening was to gather all of the information that I needed and the counter arguments that I wanted so that I could win the discussion. And when you approach listening and communicating that way, let me tell you right now, you're going to lose. You don't want to jump to conclusions. You want to be curious, and you absolutely want to have an open mind when it comes to these kinds of discussions. Now, one trick that I think is really cool is if you find yourself in a situation where you're the one that always wants to provide insight or you're judging, right? Start to then paint a picture with their words, not your words, but with their words. As a person is describing what they're going through, what's happening, being attentive, you're there, you're present. But if your mind starts to wander from the standpoint of trying to come up with a solution or being critical, think about painting a picture of their words, right? So that picture helps you to internalize it. That picture will help you communicate it back to them. If you're not a visual person, maybe you could listen to a few of the key phrases that they're saying. Again, you're not listening to respond, but you're listening for those key phrases so that when it comes time for you to repeat that back to them, you can let them know that you're listening. And focusing in on those key phrases will help you not to criticize and will help you not to judge. And you could always look to refocus your thoughts with a question. Could you clarify that? Or that was interesting. Can you give me a little bit more information about that? And that's really a thing we'll talk about a little bit later in terms of probing, but that's something that you can do as well to help you become a better or more effective listener. Don't impose your solutions unless you've been asked for them. I don't know about you guys, but for me, that was an issue that I had early on in our marriage, is thinking about trying to impose a solution when my wife didn't ask for it. Even with team members, and when you're working in teams in an organization, sometimes you have the answer or you think you have a solution, but you can impose your solution on people that you're trying to help grow. Because when you impose your solution, you rob them of the ability to go through that process and work through finding a solution that will work for them. Because one thing is for sure is that a solution that I develop, a solution that any of you develop, may not be the only absolute solution to solve that problem. And by allowing people to work through the process, they begin to build their problem-solving muscles. They begin to get better at solving problems. And if you are looking to grow your business, you're looking to grow your team, you're looking just to grow, you want to allow people that ability to begin to build up in that way. So don't impose your solutions unless you're asked. One thing that you can do if you have some thoughts, you could always toward the end of that conversation say, thanks for sharing. Hey, let me know if you would like to hear my thoughts. You're asking permission and you really want that person to give you permission. They're saying, yes, I would like to know what you're talking about. Other than that, don't do it. Really try to paint that picture, go another route. Don't provide that solution. And I just didn't know if you know what you're really saying when you begin to interrupt people. So when you interrupt people all the time, basically, what you're saying is that I'm more important. What I have to say is more interesting, more accurate, or more relevant, particularly if there's a continued interruption. You're saying that what this person has to say doesn't matter. And that's not how you become an effective listener. That is not a trait of an effective listener. You have to let these things continue to flourish, continue to grow, and allow people to go through that communication process. This is not about who's going to win. It's not about I have the answer, but it's about learning how to be an effective listener. And the things about journalists and interviewers and researchers is learning to probe is early on is important. So it just means that you're asking questions for additional information that can help you understand more fully. And to be effective at probing, it has to be non-judgmental. It has to be connected to what was being said earlier in that conversation. And then you're able to ask that probing question to get more detail. And by doing it in that way, connecting it to the past part of the conversation, you're also affirming that you're listening. And it allows that person to elaborate and feel that they're being heard. But don't push the speaker to be on the defense. So being an effective listener, we talk about probing and asking questions, but there are two questions that you should never ask, or two ways to put it. And one is, why would you do that? That's going to put the speaker, the person that you're talking to, on the defensive. Because essentially what you're doing is attacking them as an individual. You don't want to do that if you're working on being an effective listener. Intentions may be good, but a lot of times the why questions and the how questions tend to come with a tone of their own, and the tone of our voice in our body language also can make that individual be much more defensive than we intended. I hope these 8 active listening techniques have given you practical tools to enhance both your personal and professional relationships. During this Thanksgiving season, there's no better time to practice being fully present and really hearing what others are sharing. As we wrap up today's episode, I want to remind you that we'll be featuring more of our most impactful episodes throughout December, while I take a break to recharge with my family. When we return in January, we're going to launch our new expanded format featuring diverse voices and experiences from our community. Remember, effective listening isn't just about being quiet while others speak. It's about creating connections, building trust, and showing others they truly matter. I'm going to end this episode like on every episode of the Engineer Your Success podcast. Many people know what to do. Fewer people know how to do it. And there's a select group of people that actually follow through, do it, and are living the life of their dreams. It is my desire for you to be part of that select few. I want you to be great this week. This is Dr. James Bryant, your guide to winning at work and at home.
Thank you for listening to Engineer Your Success with Dr. James Bryant. Do me a favor and subscribe to the podcast. Leave a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts or your favorite podcast player. Many people know what to do. Fewer people know how to do it, and a small fraction of people actually do it. I believe that you can have success both in business and in life, and it's my passion to guide you on your path to engineering your success. Thanks.